of the collar. The Niners took the Cowboys by the collar and took them down.
That was a one or two. Not the horse collar. That was a one or two.
Give you two for the effort on a Monday. Thank you for pivoting.
I'm trying.
I know we want to get into the game, and I know you want to get into the game, and there's a lot going on here in the Bay Area. By the way, 95.7 The Game, thousands of other spaces, a million podcasts are free in the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, and great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. Follow your favorite teams like Niners, Warriors, stations, and radio shows like this one right here. And catch amazing interviews like tomorrow with Baldy at 7:30. I will say this. I'm surprised. Even last night, leaving Chase Center, there was a lot of people with Warriors jerseys on, the Niner jackets.
Oh.
And they're just kind of ho-hum about the victory yesterday. It's got a Warriors-esque feel to it where it's just like, yeah, we just won, whatever. We won the playoff series, whatever. Whatever. I'm surprised at the lack of emotion from a big win yesterday. Even Niner Nick, our boy, Niner Nick, Jonathan Niner Nick, I watched his video last night. And he was ho-hum walking out the stadium about the victory because of the way it ended. I'm like, hey, it's not easy winning in the NFL. You think Green Bay Packer fans right now are complaining about the way they won in Jacksonville?
No.
Right?
With an injured quarterback now and they're going to go back to Malik Willis, who's won multiple games for them? No.
You think Charger fans this morning is going to complain about a Saints win that was ugly? No. Chiefs fans, are they going to complain about being in the game in the fourth quarter against the Raiders and winning? No. All right? You think Washington Commander fans are complaining about winning on a Hail Mary? No.
Well, they've been garbage for a long time, so I get the enthusiasm.
Pittsburgh's been winning ugly all year. You think they're complaining?
No.
No. So when the hell do we get picky about victories?
I think it's because we've beaten the Cowboys so many times. A lot of Niner fans expect us to beat them, and maybe it was the way that the game ended where it felt like we kind of held on as opposed to like blowing them out. I think if it was a little more emphatic and they would have, you know, they would have dropped 40 on them, which I thought they had the ability to do. Maybe we feel I'm fine with it. Look, you're 4-4. Like on Operation a day where the Ravens lost to the Browns. I will say that again. The Ravens lost to the Browns. I'm not scoffing at any victories.
I wouldn't. Operation 4-4. Just get to 4-4 now. We could have got greedy, got 5-3. But you blew the Arizona game. You blew the Rams game. But you know what? You still control your own damn destiny. And I see a lot of texts about Detroit. Oh, Detroit looks great right now. They do. They're going to be a problem. They're a problem. They were a problem last year way before they were in. They were a problem when they beat Green Bay to spoil their season. I said, boy, that team's got a lot of momentum. Watch out for the Lions.
Dare I say that Jared Goff is having the year Purdy had last year?
Dude, absolutely.
You get what I mean? Like, in terms of efficiency?
But he threw for what? 80 yards yesterday? 60 yards? He didn't even throw for him.
No, but I'm saying for the totality of the year. Like he's balling. He's been amazing. Jared Goff is he is in the top five for MVP.
Right. So I just don't get the lack of energy. We got to win against the Cowboys. Jerry Jones, the star.
I wish Micah played just because I want to beat him.
I don't give a damn who played. They could have had Randy White as an 80-year-old playing. I don't care. It's a win against the Cowboys. The Cowboys and Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones had to walk down into Levi's hallway, do a presser, and get on his private jet and have a long flight back to Texas thinking about how he's going to rip his coach a new one this week. Last week it was he doesn't know how to design plays. We're designing bad plays. We sent them. You got Trayvon Diggs going at it with reporters. Oh my gosh. Let's get to the lines, man. Somebody's got to be fired up about this win. Come on. Don't disappoint me. Charlie, San Francisco. What's happening?
Hey, Charlie.
What up, B? Shasky, what's up, boys?
What's up?
Spinoni, this first time caller. Hey, B, man, it's Charlie, boy, from Turkwood. Wash out, dog. Eagles. We saw each other at Costco about maybe a year ago. You introduced me to your wife and your daughter.
Oh, Charlie, man. What's up, big Charlie?
Tell the family I say hi. Big brother Jake.
Your sister, Marat, who I had classes with. You couldn't stand my guts in the academy classes. What up, Charlie?
What's up, man? How you doing? I listen to you boys every morning, man. And you know what? I've been meaning to give you guys a call, man. I love you guys. You guys make my commute to work every morning lovely, man. I love you guys. But I digress. I want to talk a little bit about last night's win. I mean, come on. dude. It was the Cowboys. I was stoked. I was jumping around in and out of the house. My kids thought I was crazy. My wife thought I was crazy. I had my hoodie on. You know, I was stoked, man. And you know what? I think it was a silver lining to that game. All I got to say is two names. Isaac Garundo, bro. Mm-hmm. His first two carries. I mean, come on. Who is this kid, yo? Boy picked like 50, 20 yards in his first carry. Man, I was going crazy, dog. It was nuts. Last night game was just crazy. We're back at 500,
Charlie,
so I'm stoked, man.
Charlie, doesn't it feel like a run is about doesn't it feel like the Niners are about to go on one again like they did last year, the year before?
Oh, man, you know what? I got to admit, though, B, last night I was like, if we ain't going to take this W from the star, bro, we ain't going to take it from the cow turds, you know, I was going to really chalk the season off and move on to the next season. But after getting into 500 from last night's game, man, faithful, we got to stand up. We got to support the team, man, where y'all at. And you know what? You know, I've been in food service for many years, and I want to talk a little bit about why ain't no faithful on the lines right now. Because I've been in food service. I've been in senior living. I've been spearheading multiple kitchens over the years as an executive chef. When I do great with my team, we would have these food committees, okay? Mm. No residents would ever show up because they're happy. Now, when their food or service is bad, it's a packed house. Everybody got complaints. Everybody got some laundry to spill, you know? So I think that's what's going on right now with the faithful. Yeah. They ain't got nothing to complain about, so they just want to sit back and relax.
Great call.
That's a good point, Charlie. Man, that's hella. A long time no see, man. I miss you, Charlie. Love his family. Love Charlie, man. We went to wash together. That's my guy. We did run into Costco last year, man. My guy's doing his thing.
He went to wash all the way from HP?
No, they lived in Turkwood. Turkwood's in Philmont.
Oh, I thought you said Kirkwood.
Yeah, no, Turkwood. Turkwood.
Because Kirkwood's Turkwood. On the other side of the city.
No, he said Turkwood.
Turkwood. Gotcha.
Turkwood is right next to KO, right there on Eddie Street.
Yeah, no, I thought you said Kirkwood. Yeah.
Nah, Turkwood, aka Choppa City. That's where the 31 Balboa runs through, right there.
You can see where I got confused.
Yeah.
That's a long bus ride to go from off of 3rd Street all the way over to Washington. That is a long ride.
Look, folks, this is why I'm optimistic about the 49ers. Because in November and December, I'm going to harp on this until I'm blue in the face. 14-1 in the months of November and December, the last two seasons. All right? Last two seasons. Third time in 4 years, they started 3-4. I think they've had some deep playoff runs since then. And I know trust me, I'm a Super Bowl or bust type of guy. I'm not a Super Bowl or try again type of dude. I'm not. And I'm not there this year. But they have proven that they play their best football in November and December. And they put, you know what? And the Chiefs loss, they play, and watching that game back, the Chiefs loss, I actually walked away from that a little more encouraged than most people did. Now, they couldn't get off of man coverage, but yesterday they took a step in the right direction. Ricky Pearsall looks like he's going to be a factor. I want to see a little more Jacob Cowing. Garindo's coming along here. Deebo Samuel popped. Deebo was explosive yesterday.
I was going to get into Deebo, B, because like I'm watching this guy, and when he has the juice, I'm talking about the wiggle, like you can almost sense it early on in a game where he's going to take over. He dropped the screen that could have gone for 25, 30 yards, and then the touchdown pass, even though it got called back, that was a great break of the tackle and going up the sideline. I mean, that was going to be a sick highlight for him.
It was going to be a sick highlight for him. 415, before we get out to the Lions, Comcast business text line. So, Bontari, are you and Shasky saying you two think the Niners can make a deep run? It's worth saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'll put my name on this as we go into the bye week. And I want people to chew on this. You can hold me to it. I saw somebody text earlier today, Bonte, do you think I should put my 401k on the Niners making a deep playoff run? I would hold off on the 401k. Hold off on it. We live in California. We need all the money we can get. But you know what? As I look at Green Bay getting beat up, it was an impressive win yesterday. I'm watching that game buzzer to buzzer. Green Bay, we'll see them later in the month. November.
Backup quarterback on the road?
Malik Willis is playing well, though. Tennessee may have given up on him too early. Patience, folks. Patience. The Bears, they're probably a year away with their offense. They got a good defense. We'll see them later.
Their defense is really good.
Defense is really good. That's going to be a tough game.
Except for number 29.
That's going to be a body bag game. When they come out to Levi Stadium, that's going to be a hard-hitting football game. You know, where your hard hats for that one. But honestly, Niner fans, do you really fear anyone in this NFC? Do you really fear anyone in the NFC? I ride with Shanny, and I ride with Brock, and I'm saying it right now. The hell with everybody. I'm locked in. You got the 4-4. Reinforcements are coming. The law is coming back. The law is coming back, folks. Drake Greenlaw. And he's going to be hitting the helmet soon, whether it's against Seattle or Tampa Bay, damn it. You know what? This win got me actually fired up. Last night I was going to bed, and I stayed up too late. Stayed up till like 1 in the morning watching this game back. I don't give a damn. I'm watching that game, and I'm looking at Levi Stadium. I'm saying, you know what? I feel it now. The resolve of George Kittle. The resiliency of Deebo Samuel. Ricky Pierce all coming along here. Jacob Cowan. Brock Purdy is one tough SOB. And then it's Kyle Shanahan. I got a damn good coach. Well, I got a damn good coach at my disposal. I'm riding with him over anybody in NFC, damn it. And if you want to ride with me, then ride with me. But if you want to be pessimistic like the Daves at Fresno's or the TC's at Sac, then go be it. Go be negative. I don't give a damn. I'm locked in, and I think this team can make a deep playoff run. I really do. I don't care. The NFC's all jumbled. Nobody's running away with it. Nah. Do you really believe in Sam Darnold of Minnesota? Do you? Do you really believe in the Commanders?
The only reason why let me just pause for a second. The only reason why I just don't know what to make of the Vikings. Why were they trying to deal for Stafford? Like, are they not sold on Darnold?
No, they're not. They're not.
Well, I you get where I'm going with
that? Yeah, absolutely.
Like that.
Now the Rams. We got to look for the Rams. This is why I'm rooting for Seattle next week.
But I like where our young secondary is getting better and better every single week. I think there are our secondary is actually going to be a strength of the team by the end of the year. The two young safeties, I believe in them. They're going to make mistakes. They make plays.